Proclamation number 8718 of 7th of January, 1964. Review of the light bangs on the agony state before. The path you covered before your embodiment as a human being, you walked without ego consciousness, and yet in the utmost agony of bondage. As a human being, you are deprived of the recollection for this endlessly long time in wretchedness. But one day you will be able to look back and see everything, and only your degree of maturity will protect you from dying of horror, for you will only then be allowed to experience this retrospection when you stand in the light and then recognize everything right and good what I let come over you for the sake of your perfection. Only I myself and all spiritual full of light know about the agonizing state of the fallen spiritual on the way of return to me. It goes its earthly way in extreme misery and agony in a bound state, but since it is without I-consciousness, since the former, being, is dissolved into innumerable little particles, it certainly suffers unspeakably, but without being able to think about it. You will now object that only the ego consciousness can feel agonies. And this is probably also the case in the stage as a human being, that he is insensitive to pain as soon as he is put into an unconscious state. But this does not apply to the spiritual without ego consciousness bound in the works of creation. But also the kind of agonies cannot be made comprehensible to you. It is predominantly the state of compulsion in which the ones created is in fullest freedom, which now causes it greatest agonies, which again are not to be understood physically, but spiritual agonies are to be assessed far worse. You can only be informed that the state of agony is unimaginable, but how these agonies are, that is not to be explained to you men, because spiritual things are not comprehensible for you, as long as you have not yet reached a certain maturity. But once your whole earth course lies behind you, and you can clearly survey it from the beginning of the apostasy until the final return to me. But then you yourselves stand in a degree of light that you always just rejoice and thank the Creator of heaven and earth, who wanted to prepare the greatest happiness for you and therefore also did not prevent the former apostasy, but who also makes an effort in love for every single fallen being that it again returns home to its father house. As soon as you have therefore reached this degree of light, your own will is also exceedingly great to take part in this work of return, because you know about the exceedingly great misery of the still wretched and you want to make the course through the works of creation easier for him and therefore seek to promote his serving functions. Therefore you will then always only be intent on creating such outer forms for the bound, where it can serve. Because the fallen being matures according to this. Therefore the degree of light of the redeemed being is exceedingly significant, for according to its knowledge and overview it can now always work and create only in the redeeming sense. But between that world of light and the still bound spiritual there is now still the state of the I-conscious beings. Of men on earth and of the souls in the hereafter. To be considered, for these I-conscious beings are always in the state of the spiritual beings on earth. For these self-aware beings must be guided and cared for in accordance with their free will by those beings of light which are only active on those self-aware beings as executors of my will into which they have completely entered. But also the state of the still immature souls is known to them, and also now they try everything to just change the unhappy state into the state of happiness, of intimate union with me. But the free will of man, I-conscious beings, very often limits the willingness to help. When they openly resist spiritual help, when the inclination downwards, towards matter, is still too powerful and they do not resist it. The being of light can only have an effect according to will, but will also not leave any opportunity unused where it can give help to men, beings. If you men would have the recollection of the time of development lying behind you, you would not hesitate for a second and fulfill my will. But you do this in a certain compulsion of will, out of fear and horror of a repeated walk through earth creation, and such a success I do not seek to achieve because it meant a restriction for unlimited happiness, because the being could no longer become perfect because its will would not be free. But again and again you are admonished, again and again it is held up to you, which dreadful time of development lies behind you, and you have to believe in it, because no proofs can be given to you for it. And one day you will also be able to understand the great significance of your earthly life as a human being, and you will recognize that your God's and Father's love was constantly concerned about you in order to release you from the bound state, because you can only be happy in unrestricted freedom. Amen.